Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
I thought I heard the old man say, leave her, Johnny, leave her. Tomorrow ye will get your pay, and it's time for us to leave her.
Hey, buckaroos. Welcome back to AI Dungeon, where we do theatery Dungeons and Dragons as developed by an artificial intelligence DM.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
You guys really seem to have liked our first one on Dear Connor Hansen, where it just went off the fucking rails.
I kind of expected it to happen again. This time we're doing Marvin and Wizard Brown.
From Falsettos. It's going to be Falsettos. All right. Our character name is Marvin. We're playing as Marvin.
Sadly.
Yeah, sadly.
All right, let's to set the stage here.
Mm-hmm.
A group of survivors are working out on an oil rig in the middle of the desert. The desert is blisteringly hot, and the crew has recently run out of water. They grab their guns and head into town and try to find some. When they arrive, they find the town. They all wake up to find that your camp in ruins. Tents are on fire, and broken tools and supplies litter the sand. They are under attack from a group of mutant cacti. The group runs back to their truck to get their guns. When they return, they do not recognize you. They fire at the cacti.
You run into your tent, and as it burns down, you grab a chess set.
Okay. Retrieve chess set
from burning tent.
Burning tent.
There we are.
Marvin retrieves chess set from burning tent. You look around and run to the tent that was set on fire. You begin grabbing the chess set from the bed of the burning tent.
You look down. Inscribed is the name Jason.
Okay.
And this is world building things. We're building this character.
At the inscription on the chess set, it says Jason. A little dusty due to the fire, but it is basically a white chess set with the king, knight, rook, pawn, and checkers, pawns, and all the possible moves for each piece out in...
You run out of the tent and join the cacti battle. We had to world build, Andrew!
Run out of the tent towards the battle with the cacti.
Marvin would not run towards a battle.
You run as fast as you can with the chess set clutched in your arms. You throw the pieces of the chess set to the ground as you run and trip over them.
You know what? This is Marvin.
Okay. So he falls to the ground.
Suddenly a white light appears on the horizon.
Look up for a white light on the horizon. Marvin looks up for a white light on the horizon. You see a blinding light in the distance. It begins to get closer. The cacti begin to lose interest in your slow stumble and turn to focus on the light.
You see Wizard the White standing on a white noble steed, ready to defeat the cacti.
See Wizard.
Capitalize the name so they know it's a name.
Wizard the White.
Engulfed in light.
Engulfed in light. On a noble steed. Okay. Marvin sees Wizard the White engulfed in light on a noble steed. You see a huge white horse gallop towards you. As it gets closer, you realize that it is wearing a long flowing white robe. It looks down at you and you fall off your feet with awe.
Wizard, is that you?
ask Wizard, is that you? A weird storytelling, Jess. You're really going for it. You ask if it's really him. The horse stops smiling and nodding its head up and down. Yes, I'm here, and I've come to take you to see the Great Light Master.
So they assume that we're referring to the horse.
No. We're not referring to the horse. This is the figure on the horse speaking.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm making that call as a DM.
Okay. Say Wizard holds out his hand and you accept.
I mean, you're not Wizard, you're Marvin. What do you do?
I mean, I reach out for Wizard the White's hand. Oh, there we are.
Marvin reaches out for Wizard the White's hand. The horse seems to know what you mean. You reach out and grab its hands. You feel a very powerful force grip your hand. You feel your arm stretch and tingle all the way to your fingertips.
I guess there's no changing the fact that Wizard is a horse now.
We're running with it. Just keep going.
Ask as you ride off, or as you sit on his back.
Maybe he's
when
a
did you become? When did you shapeshift into a horse? There we go.
Ask Wizard how he shapeshifted into a horse. Marvin asked Wizard how he shapeshifted into a horse. I love this. His wizard nods his head up and down while still holding both of your hands.
Well, let's ride off into the night. We gotta find, what was it, the Grand Light Master. Let's go let's go find the Grand Light Master. Me and my trusty horse, Wizard.
Marvin abandons the battle with the cacti.
And this fellow group of survivors to go with his
and
horse
his
boyfriend.
Group of survivors. To ride on Wizard to find the Great Light Master. This sounds like something Marvin would do.
Yeah, it really does. This feels relatively in character.
You jump on the back of the noble beast. Go, go, go. He shouts and gallops off into the sun of a lovely field of yellow flowers.
You get to a clearing, a safe spot for rest.
Marvin searches for a clearing to rest. Begin galloping through the field of flowers. You come to a clearing where you see a cave.
Just type in Wizard turns into a human male. Wizard, the horse transforms into a human male named Wizard.
Should we ask him to do that?
No, we should just say it happens and see what it does.
Marvin sees Wizard transform back into a human male. Let's hope they take this well. Wizard stops galloping. Get off, Wizard says, and you run headlong into the cave you were riding to.
They really want us in that cave.
They want us in the cave, and they want Wizard to be a horse. There's no changing this fact.
There's no. All right, in this one, Wizard's just a horse.
Wizard wants to be a horse, and there's really nothing we can do about it.
All right.
Ask Wizard if he will ever change back. Change back into a human. Wait.
Finally.
Wizard transforms back into a human and stands before you. He looks at you with a mild annoyance. Of course not, Wizard says. I'm never going to change back. Sassy.
Damn. I this feels like...
I love that they're spelling his name wrong.
They spell it, yeah. The way you should reply is, you can turn into a horse, but you can't fix that bald spot.
Okay. Inquire why Wizard can turn into a horse but cannot fix his bald spot. So takes out a mirror and begins examining his scalp intently as if he sees a problem with his hair in the mirror. He cries, I have an explanation for that. That's all they got.
They gave up.
They gave up.
You're awful set. Let's just go into the cave. Grab Wizard's hand and then walk further into the cave.
Grab Wizard and begins traversing the cave. You take Wizard's hand and begin traversing the cave. You walk down about 15 feet before you find some stalactites hanging from the ceiling. Look out. Should we try to duck under them or...
I think we should cover our, like, I feel like it should be like a kind of trying to move out of the way, try to dodge them.
Attempts to dodge the stalactites. Arvin attempts to dodge the stalactites. You drop Wizard's hand and twist your body just in time as one of the large stalactites slams into a large hole in the middle of the cave.
Wizard, help me!
Really? That's... Marvin immediately begs Wizard for help.
Would that not be in character? Am I wrong?
It is exactly in character. Marvin begs Wizard for help. Wizard looks at you with a stern expression on his face, almost as if he is annoyed you even need help. But then after a brief pause, he looks over at the large stalactite and laughs. He doesn't help you.
Are you... Can you say this in quotation marks? Say, are you still mad about the breakup?
Say, are you still mad about the breakup?
It was 2 years ago.
It was 2 years ago. Richard stops laughing and turns his attention to you. Yes, it was indeed a long time ago, he replies. And as I told you at the time, breaking up is hard to do. He's going to let you die to the stalactite.
Yeah, ask Wizard, are you going to let me die?
Wizard, are you going to let me die? Fine, he says, and helps you out of the cave. You sit there on a warm rock basking in the sunlight. You take a deep breath in, filling your lungs with sweet air.
Your hand touches Wizard's. Because somehow we're out of the cave?
Yeah, we're out of the cave now.
I think he teleported us out of there.
He magicked us. Magicked his way out.
Yeah.
What does Marvin bring to the equation here?
Nothing. Nothing.
Marvin touches Wizard's hand. Wizard takes your hand in his eyes fixated on yours. His fingers intertwine with yours, and he gives you a reassuring squeeze. You can do this, he says.
Go in for a kiss.
Goes in for a kiss. Marvin goes in for a kiss. Wizard moves in quickly and presses his lips on yours. Your eyes part just slightly as your entire body goes into a tingly sensation. Is he using magic on us?
Are you? Oh, yeah. You stop kissing and then ask him if he's using magic on you.
Pull away and ask Wizard, are you using magic on me? Of course not. You're just thirsty. You feel a bit dizzy and your vision begins to narrow. With your free hand, you reach up and grab Wizard's hat. Dude, this app is so bizarre.
This is getting really weird. Marks. Marvin, what did you do to me? Feels weaker and screams. What did you do to me, Wizard Brown?
Feels weaker. Screams out. What did you do to me, Wizard Brown? Call me whatever you want, he says, smiling. Just ride this out with me. The world begins to lose all sensation. You hear a voice from above say, sunrise over the farmlands.
Okay, we Wizard gotta do
something. Wizard did something to us.
Yes. Can we say, wake up in a day's hours later to see Wizard and Trina standing over Marvin? Is there any, can we control things like that and see if
yeah,
maybe
of course.
That...
We'll give it a try. Marvin wakes up. Hours later, in a daze, he sees Wizard and Trina standing over him.
Can you say his ex-wife Trina and Marvin's ex-wife Trina?
Okay, we'll give it a try.
We'll see how it goes.
Sit up and look around, finding yourself on the hilltop outside your house during the day. You rub your eyes and see the sun shining through the branches of the trees. You're really alive. That's a quote unattributed to anyone. We don't know who says this.
Wizard, comma, Trina, what are you guys doing? There we are.
Wizard, Trina, what are you doing? You really are alive, Trina says, smiling. Then she turns to you and frowns. On second thought, you don't look so hot. Wizard hops down and stands beside her.
Oh, okay. We got to a point where I think we tied it enough to the musical where we can let it fall through. My ex-wife and my ex-boyfriend together in one place. Who would have guessed?
All right. Time to make Marvin insufferable. My ex-wife and ex-boyfriend together in one place. Although he says he's at his house now.
It's whatever.
Together in one place. What did you want to say?
I was like, am I in hell?
Am I in hell? You know, when we say this, he's going to be in hell.
Yeah. Yes!
All Oh, don't worry. There's enough room for the two of you, Trina replies, smiling. Where are my parents? Don't worry about them either.
Where's Jason?
Trina turns and walks towards the farmhouse. He's dead, she says, without turning her head. And don't worry, he was old enough to die.
Holy shit! Wizard, it's not true, is it? Tell me she's lying!
Beg, Wizard. It's not true. Is it? Tell me she's lying. Oh my goodness. So bad at typing sometimes. When you're dead, he replies, looking away. You stand up and follow Trina. I want to see where she goes. Can we just
follow her. I'm happy with where we are right now, where I feel like we can kind of fuck around, finally. Jason's dead, and then we'll return and then give us a...
Marvin follows Trina. You follow Trina into the farmhouse, which has been turned into a mess. I can't even find my underwear, she screams. This is so messed up. This sounds accurate to the character.
Yeah, this feels like just like the melodrama. I feel like we need to introduce something. Wizard was taking me to the Grand Lightmaster. Wasn't that what it was?
That's Trina. Wizard said something about the Great Lightmaster. What do you know about this? You ask the question. You notice something sparkling in the corner. You walk over and pick it up, finding a compass in the pile of trash. What's that, you ask?
Look at the compass. On the back, it is inscribed Jason.
Marvin looks at the compass. The compass is a small, round metal with a compass in the middle. It is covered in tiny drops of rainwater. What's this for, you ask?
Flip it over. See the it's inscribed Jason.
I like that Trina is just ignoring him.
I mean, that's not unlike Trina.
Flips the compass over. What happens if I turn it over? It turns itself back over, Trina replies. Ooh, the sass.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
See, they're not going to explain anything to us. Like, if we ask a question, they're just not going to reply. What should we do now, then? You brought me here. What should we do now?
Asks what we should do now. Marvin asks what they should all do now. You look around and notice the door to the cellar. Let's go down the cellar, you say. You open the cellar door and go downstairs.
You go downstairs with Wizard and Trinner following behind you. There.
Marvin brings Wizard and Trina down into the cellar of the farmhouse, not knowing what he will find. You turn to the right and notice another door. Let's go upstairs first, you say. You open the door and see a small room filled with old furniture and boxes.
Open the nearest box.
Opens the nearest box. You open the box and see a mess of broken glass and sharp objects. You pick up a shard of glass and go back upstairs. Let's clean the house first.
They want to keep this as domestic as shit, don't they?
This is ridiculous.
You know what, Andrew? Let's just throw a rock in this. Okay. At the bottom of the box, you see Jason's head. There we are.
You think, Marvin thinks he sees Jason's head at the bottom of the box.
You should say into dismembered head, so they don't think it's just a live head.
Jason's disembodied?
Dismembered is what I said.
Dismembered. Dismembered head at the bottom of the box and leans in to investigate.
Well, if they just like, no, it wasn't. It was just a picture, well, you idiot.
Maybe they'll give us something to work with.
Hopefully, instead of let's clean the house.
Trina begins screaming.
Well, what did I do? Like, read? I can't read that.
Okay. You quickly lean down and remove another box at the bottom of the box. You reach inside, but nothing is there. Maybe this was a safe, you say. Trina begins screaming.
You know what? Can you just say Wizard punches Trina in the face? Like, I'm trying to invite conflict here.
What if we just punched Trin in the face?
That, I mean, that's not out of character. He slaps, Marvin slaps Trin out of self, like, just to calm her down.
Slaps Trina.
Yeah.
To calm her down. Quote, calm her down. Just
yeah,
quote.
Put it in quotes.
Shut up, Trina, he yells. Wizard then slaps her as well.
Holy shit.
Stop it, you two. Stop it. Wiz, did you kill Jason?
Oh no, Wizard killed Jason.
I don't even know what's happening anymore.
We gotta play it. Look at Wizard in disbelief. You killed Jason?
Looks at Wizard in disbelief. You killed Jason? Wait, Marvin killed Jason? No! A bloody, dead-looking man lies on the floor. His head has been cleaved in twain by an axe stroke. Blood stains the floor. You lean in closer and try to make out the man's features.
Fuck, what do we do?
Dude, like, this is like surreal. Like, I don't even understand where
we've
going
gone into here. Complete chaos here. We need to somehow take this ship back into the harbor. Like, we need to do it.
Marvin wakes up.
Yep, there we are.
How did you wake me up? We need to clean the house, Trina says. I'm not cleaning up Jason's blood. He's dead. He was murdered, you reply.
I like your idea. Hold on. We got to rephrase it so it's very specific what's happening. You're using very general language here, which I think is confusing it. I think what you need to say is Marvin wakes up and it revealing all the events have just been a dream.
I mean, I kind of feel like that is what's happening here.
Well, is Jason dead? Who murdered him? Why is there blood?
Okay.
Oh, no, turn to Trina. I just had a weird dream, and I think Wizard killed Jason.
I just had a strange dream. Oh, in quotes, pardon me. I believe that Wizard killed Jason. We'll have to get to the bottom of it then, she replies. What? You think I killed him? Wizard asks.
Marvin looks and sees Wizard was hiding under the bed the whole time.
Looks and sees that Wizard was hiding under the bed the entire time. You didn't do it, did you? You ask. Of course not, he says, walking out from under the bed. Dude, this is unsalvageable. They won't take it back.
Andrew, I think there's only one way that this can all go. There's only one way this can all go. Pat the bed and say, come to bed, Wizard. Come join us.
Marvin pats the bed and asks Wizard to come join. I don't think he likes you, Trina says. You look over at the bed and see Wiz sitting there. You pat the bed again and ask him if he wants to come join you.
Plant one on him, kiss Wizard, and then notice that Trina is kissing his ear. We're going full three-way here. This is the only way we can end this. It's a freaky three-way on Freaky Friday.
Kisses Wizard and sees Trina kissing Wizard's ear.
Let's say neck instead. Ear works.
What the hell's going on here? He asks. You know what? I don't care. Join us. It's up to you, you say.
We gotta start unbuttoning his shirt. We're going there, Andrew. God.
Marvin starts unbuttoning his shirt. Wait a minute. What are you doing? Trina asks. What's up? It actually says what's up with two Z's.
Marvin sees Trina unbutton Wizard's pants.
Oh my god.
We're going
Is this okay, Jess?
I have a plan. I have a plan. Don't worry. This is gonna circle back around.
This is Jess's idea. I'm just throwing this out.
Wizard's pants.
What are you doing? He asks. What's it look like? That seems like a bad idea, you say.
Alright. And then what we see next is the entire room engulfed in light.
Marvin sees the entire room become engulfed in light.
Oh, stop. Don't hit enter yet. Ellipses.
Ellipses? It's,
yep. Three dots. Dot, dot, dot. It looks like Wizard got too excited.
Oh my god. Rizzo doesn't seem that excited.
He's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Then he just explodes.
Trina starts screaming and runs out of the room. You follow her out of the room. What the heck was that? She asks. Meh, what about you? You ask.
You run out of the house and see that it's exploded from the inside. There's fire everywhere.
The house is on fire now?
Yep.
Okay, runs out of the house, seeing that it has been engulfed in flame. An unnatural orange flame is all that can be seen. You attempt to find the cause of this burning inferno, but there's no source to be found. It's hot in here, he says.
You watch the flames burn. You watch your house burn down with Whizzer inside. You turn to Trimo.
House burned down with a Whizzer inside. He's just dead.
Period. Turn to Trina.
Turn to Trina.
And say, our son can now rest in peace.
Oh my god, it was his plan the whole time. what did I write? I wrote the wrong version of peace because I'm a dummy. Okay. Marvin watches the house burn down with Whizzer inside. Marvin turns to Trina and says, our son can now rest in peace. I know, right? I mean, he didn't deserve this and all. That's it?
Nope, nope. We have to end with the punchline. Hold on. Quotation marks. What is the tamest way I could say this? What is a tame way to say that you couldn't hold back your nut?
He was premature.
Yeah. Like, what's the bit? Oh, Whizzer always had to finish first.
Oh my god.
And that's how we end it.
Always had to finish first.
And you wink.
Wink at the audience. The house is fully caught on fire by now. The flames are licking the sky. You attempt to see if you can find Wiz inside the inferno, but it is useless. I know what you mean.
Slap track again. How laugh dare track. You talk to me that way?
Laugh track. The house has been reduced to rubble by now, leaving the two of you standing on the street outside. I can't believe it, you say. The end.
Just type the words the end.
The end. What do you mean? Just as the story ends, he's dead. What the hell?
Man, even the AI dungeon did not like the way that this story went. AI I think that's a good summary, though. Nowhere near as narratively satisfying as the Dear Evan Hansen one, though. I will admit that.
No, not at all. The AI here really failing us, I would say.
Could you summarize what happened to the story for us, Andrew?
Yeah, I can summarize with three passages here. Marvin asks what they should all do. You look around and notice the door to the cellar. Let's go down to the cellar, you say. You turn to the right and notice another door. Let's go upstairs first, you say. You open the box and see a mess of sharp objects and broken glass. You go back upstairs. Let's clean the house first.
I think it's just the lack of specificity in our writing where we were very specific with our Dear Evan Hansen one. I think it's a good learning experience. But they can't all be winners by the nature of this. So what do you think we should do AI dungeon for next? Because I had a blast doing this, even though it didn't nearly turn out as much.
I mean, I feel like we gave it our best effort here. They gave us this great light master. We even tried to... We were like, oh, we get on Whizzer's back and we go to the Great Light Master, and they're like, no.
Marvin was scared of the stalagmites, and then it's like Whizzer's like, you fucking bitch.
I feel like we gave it plenty of opportunities to give us something interesting, and they just didn't do it.
Yeah, like, and then we had the kiss, the roofie kiss.
Yeah.
And then it ended on a freaky freeway on Freaky Friday.
This was really a masterpiece.
Hang in the Smithsonian.
This is probably equally good to as Falsettos. It's up there.
Bill Finn. Happens. Bill Finn, get to it. Falsettos part 4.
It's really confusing, but, you know, that's fine. We can make that work.
All right. Let us know what you want us to do next time. And this was our fun dive into the AI dungeon. Yeah, we'll see you next time. And enjoy our normal episode later this week.
Oh, we're going to... some fun with that.
Yeah. Also, if you want transcripts, go pester Andrew on Twitter.
Yeah.
He'll send them to you personally. All right. We'll see you next time.
And it's time for us to leave her.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.